Okay, so we've established that in the Maskana of HaGemara there are two very different shittas, Rashi and the Rif on the one hand, and the Chananel Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh on the other hand, and they hold opposites. Rashi and the Rif hold in the Maskana that we paskin like Rava, and Samach Bet Hera doesn't help. And the Rabbeinu Chananel Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh hold that in the Maskana, Fakert, Rav is Maida to Abaya, Samach Bet Hera helps, outside of the case of Komara Mara, Mapi Leila Ara, this is what we said, yesterday. If you take a quick look at Tosfos on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, which we learned already, Ani V'Heshir, you'll see that Tosfos now makes sense L'Shitasai, like Rabbeinu Chananel Rabbeinu Tam. But there's an important line in the Tosfos that you have to see. Ani V'Hashir Havi, you remember the story of Papi Yunar. Papi Yunar was a poor man who became wealthy and then built himself a fancy house. And when he was poor, his neighbor had a press of some sort, a shimshimim press. And then when he became rich and he built a fancy house, the press was doing damage to his house. So, l'chayre, that's a case, let's see how Taisa says. Is that a case of Samach Bet Hera? Let's see what Taisa says. Ani v'Heshir Hava. Why does the Gemara tell us he was poor and he got rich? Taisa said, Ravusa Naka. Shahaya Ani. V'loi Iboi Lasuki Adatayu Shiivno Ha'apad. And he didn't dream that any that this man would ever build a fancy house. Afilahachi Husku Laharchik. Yishem Dava Giriditu. The Gemara says, banging the Shimshim in his Giridilai. Now, Taisa says, Afa Gab the son of Beheter ain't Sarach Laharchik. This is asking a kash. The man banging the Shum Shemin is Samach Behetera. So if it's Samach Behetera, he was banging the Shum Shemin first. But Samach Behetera ain't Sarach Laharchik, Afila Begira Delay. Samach Behetera, Taisa Shita is, we paskin, you don't have to be Marchik. Even if it is Gira Delay. Kiditanya, Imhaya Refes Bakar Kidamis Laitzer Mutter. Taisa says, the ein chiluk ben dira l'shar l'fi hamaskan. What's that line? Ein chiluk ben dira l'shar l'fi hamaskan. Taisa is saying there's no difference dira shani according to the maskana. Taisa is going l'shitasai. Taisa says in our Gemara that when the Gemara says Elo Amaravina, when he charata from all the previous terutzim, the previous terutzim fall away, and the teretz of Dirashani doesn't hold true. It's very gishmak. This taisis is our taisis. Taisis is in Akasha. L'shitasei taisis holds we pass the Samach Bet Hera helps. So taisis yes, the Bala Shum Shenu was Samach Bet Hera. It's a very, very simple taisis. The way we understand now from our sugya, yena taisis is very, very glad that taisis is asking a good kasha. Right, so it's a kasha in that gemara. It's a taisis asking a teres. But the words of taisis are very geshmirt. Taisis says Samach Bet Hera. We pass that Samach Bet Hera works even by gira delay. There's no dirashani. So the mele taisis says is kasha. If you look at the Rush, Simon Vav, when he brings the case of Refes Bakar, the case of an upstairs neighbor and a downstairs two neighbors, one lives above the other, and the bottom one put in a Refes Bakar, and then the top one put in his Eitzer, he tells the Baal Refes Bakar to leave. So the Refes Bakar, the halacha is, he could stay. If he came first, he could stay. So after Rosh, because Dira Shani. The reason is, Taka, because the Gemara says Dira Shani. In a Dira, we don't ask the people from doing things. And therefore, if he put in the Refes Baka first, Dira Shani, and he has a right to have his Dira. So Rabbi Vega asks, what's going on with the Rush? I thought the Rush held like Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam. He's Garis Ella Amar Ravina. He says on the Farish. He's Garis Ella Amar Ravina. That after the end of the Gemara, Rav is made the Tabaya that some of Petera is always mutter. Some of Petera always works. If in the Maskana some of Petera always works, so then the Teretz of Dirashani falls away. Like Taisa says in Chafei Amid Beis. Taisa Chafei Amid Beis says, now when it says Ella Amar Ravina, Abaye is Maida to Rav, all the kashas we asked here are not kashas anymore. So Abaye is Maida to Rav. So all the terutzim, you don't need all the terutzim. So the teretz of Dirashani falls away. So what's going on here? Why is the Rosh saying that if I have a house and I put in my refes bakar, and then you put in your eitzer, you can't tell me to leave because of Dirashani? What are you talking about? The teretz of Dirashani fell away. You don't need Dirashani because some of my Torah works. So the Rabbi Kivega brings this kasha. I think he brings the b'shem to Pnei Yeshua. The Shas of Tshuva is Pnei Yeshua, which is the Pnei Yeshua we know, his Zayda. It's also, he wrote Tshuva's Pnei Yeshua. But anyway, he brings this kasha, that what's going on here? This kasha, because of this kasha, Rabbi Kiva Eger learns Pshat in the Rush. Ella Amar Ravina, Rav is made it to Abaya. That Rav is only made it to Abaya in the first Rav. That you have Rishus to be Seimach. That the Rush holds, Rav is made it to Abaya. You're allowed to be Samach Be'etera if the other person's not there yet. If you want, you can be Samach Be'etera. But later, when the person is going to come later and build his kaisel, or put his eitzer, at that time, you don't have a schus to keep it there. At that time, you have to move it away. That's the Rosh Hashita and the Gemara. Since the Rosh holds that Rav is only made the Tabaya in the first column, in the din of Rishus to be Saimah, he's not made the Tabaya in the second column, you don't get a schus to keep it there. So therefore, the Rosh, in Sinan Vav, writes, if it's a Dira, Dira Shani, that Dira Shani, that by a Dira, you even have a schus to keep it there. Because the Gemara said Dira is different, you can't stop people from doing things in a Dira. So Dira Shani, that by a Dira, you even allowed to have a schus to keep it there. Taisus on Chafei Amid Beis doesn't say that. Because Taisus learns that Rav is Maida Tabaya, the whole first line. Rav is made to Abaya, side that you have a shus to put it there, and side that you have a shus to keep it there. So if Rav is made to Abaya and everything, Rav is made to Abaya and everything. But the Rush doesn't hold that way. The Rush holds that he's only made to Abaya, you have a shus to put it there. He doesn't have a raya. He doesn't hold that you have a shus to keep it there. This is a shtaka raya, Rabbi Kiva Eger. To this, which we said yesterday. What? It's Samach Be'etera. Samach Be'etera means I put it there before the Nizik existed. That's what Samach Be'etera means. It's a vart. It's true. Well, the reason we're calling it Samach Be'etera is Lafuki, the Ramban and Rashba Shita. The Ramban and Rashba hold that you can't even put it there in the first place. You could say any rights of Lasasim Imcha B'din. You could say, like the bottom line, that the Ramban and the Rashba, and again, also held, you can't put it there in the first place. Ramban and Rashba said you can't put it in the first place, so I don't want to schlep with you to the Taira. And he only said you can't put it in the first place, Shami, you'll get a Chazaka 3 years. So we're saying now, Lafuki, their Shita, that
the Rav is made to Abaya that says Rav and the Hava mean attack at a cheshbin, any one of these cheshbinis, that you can't put it there in the first place. At the end, Rav is made to Abaya that you can put it, you have a shus to put it there at a time that there's no problem. So this is the Rosh Hashit. From this proof of Shita Sarash comes the Rebbe Kiva Eger's flare that we spoke about yesterday in the Pesachei Tshuva Dalit. Rebbe Kiva Eger now has a clair. Now the clair has two steps to it, otherwise it doesn't make sense. The clair has two steps. The first step is we have a machlokes Rashi and the Rif against Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. Rashi and the Rif say you can never be Simach in the first place. Rashi and the Rif hold, like either Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Rabban, or the Rashba, whatever sfar you go with. But that's the sheet of Rashi and the Rif lahalacha. According to the gears of Rashi and the Rif and the Maskana, you're not allowed to be Simach in the first place. According to the Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, you're allowed to. That's true. So what would come out if the person wants to put it there in the first place? He'll say, Kim Lee, like the Gersa Elam Ravina. And Kim Lee, I want to put it there. Shachari is entitled to. Now, in the case of Kim Lee, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Claire comes to play. Rabbi Kiva Eger Claire's. The rule is, who says Kim Lee? Like one Shita. The person who says, I hold like this Shita, is only the Mosik that can say it. You can't say Kimli like one Shita and be mighty from someone. You can only say Kimli to hold what you have. In fact, the clerk Rabbi Kiva Eger, in our case, is it Yitachin to allow him to say Kimli like the Girsa Elam Ravina. Kimli like Yeni Girsa Elam Ravina. And you could put it there in the first place. But what's going to happen later? Later, when the other person builds his kaisel, you're going to tell him, okay, take it away. You hold like the first shita, but the first shita, certainly like the Rosh, you can't keep it there. And then you're going to say Kimli like Taisis. So, Chayra B'Kiva Eger, could you say Kimli in a cheshbin, which at the end of the day, right now, you're not being mighty for me. But Lamaisa, you're being mighty for me at a schus, which I really should have. Because if right now we would clear a shayla, are you allowed to have it there when I put up a kaisel? So to Bekivega, we would pass him no. We would say no, because the ikashita is no. The only way you're going to be able to have it there when I have a kaisel is by putting it there now, becoming a muzik that you have it there now, and later when I build my kaisel, I want you to take it away, you'll say, oh, now it's totally the machlokes Taisa and the Rosh, I'm kidding like Taisa. That's where the Kiveg is clear. Maybe you're a mitzi. You're taking away a schus, which I really have. I have a schus to have it there. It's not a 50-50 shayla. I have a schus to build a kaisel without trouble from you. And by letting you put it there, ultimately, I'm going to have tzaris from your when I build a kaisel. You're being mitzi for me, all right? That's where the Kiveg is chakira, whether you could say kimli in a case where at the end, you're going to end up being mighty for me, a right to do something I'm entitled to do. So the Kiva Eger brings two tshuvas, the tshuvas of Rashba and the tshuvas of Maribal. the Rashba and the Maribal. Each one has one, he's going at his case. The Rashba's case was a case of Kutru Beis HaKise. I'm mazik you with Kutru Beis HaKise. And there's a suffix, I made a kinyan to be able to have Kutru Beis HaKise. There's a suffix if that helps. So, could I say Kimli? And I time a Kimli, a kinyan works. I want to put my kutcher of Beis HaKise next to you. So the Rashba says no. You can't say Kimli for a kutcher of Beis HaKise, because if you say Kimli, then later he's not going to be able to force you to take it away. He says, in Bola, says to Emin Yichadaisai, Kivin the Balachadish Dava Nikri Maitzi. Because when you're going to put your Kutcher Meisakise there, once you have it there, I come to you with a complaint, you're a Mokhli. So you can't put something down in a case where I right now have a right not to be Gnizik. And all, but by putting it there, you become a Mokhli. So the Rajba says you have no right to put it there in the first place. The Maribal says the opposite. The Maribal, in his case, with the Tsinar, with the water that was pouring out into the neighbor, but he wanted to raise the Tsinar, as a Suffolk, if that's called a bigger Mazik. So the Maribal there said, you could. You could. You're permitted to. Once you do it, the other person can't be misalik you. But still, you could. It's not cool. You're taking away someone else's chutz. You can take him. It's a stira. So the Kiva Eger, to answer that he doesn't want to make a machlekes, the Rashba and the Maribal, we pass the line both. He says, it depends. If there's a suffix, am I a mazik? In a case, the Maribal, it's a suffix, am I a mazik? I have water running. I want to raise it. The suffix is, am I a mazik or I'm not a mazik? In that case, I could say, Kimli, I'm not a mazik. I'm allowed to do it. In the Rajba's case, I'm zikra mazik. Kutcha Vesakizi is zikra hezik. The question is, was there a kinyan that allows me to do it? The case, was there a kinyan that allows me to do it, but I'm zikra mazik? So in that case, we say you have to be machmir. If you're certainly a mazik, you can't say kimli to allow yourself to become a mazik with an excuse. So that's the klal that he comes out with. So what about our case? Our case, is it similar to the Rashba? Again, what's our case? Our case is, I want to put Gefes and Zevel down. When I put my Gefes and Zevel down, is the Vart, I'm Zichar or Mazik, the question is if I have a Shus. Or is it a Suffolk if I'm a Mazik? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says that our case is a Suffolk if I'm being a Mazik. Suffolk B'Sherish Adavim Mikri Mazik Olam. Why? So I'm putting down my Gefes and Zevel. At the time I'm putting it down, there's no Nizik. There's no Nizik. Right now when I'm putting down my Gefes and Zevel, there is no Nizik. What's the Shaila? What's the Shaila if I could put Gefes and Zevel ahead of time? The Machlok is a Bayan Rava. Right? The Machlok is a Bayan Rava. Do we pass it like Rava, the original Rava? Do we pass it like the final Rava is Maida Tabai? What's that Machlok is? So we already know, Taisa said at the bottom of the previous Amid, that Machlokes is, when I put down Gefes and Zevel, am I considered a Mazik right away? Or am I considered a Mazik when I put it down? The answer is Suffolk, am I a Mazik? So to Bekiva Eger, that's similar to the Maribal. And in that case, I have a right to say, Kimli, I'm not a Mazik. I'm a male, I'm allowed to do it. That's what Bekiva Eger's psak. That you're allowed to do it. And it's the end of his, towards the end of his tshuva. But the klal is more important. The klal, he says, is when can I say kimli? Only when I'm saying kimli, I'm not a mazik. If I come and say, kimli, I am a mazik, but I have a right. Kimli, I am a mazik, but I have a right to do it for whatever cheshvin. So that kimli, he's saying, doesn't work. That's the chiddush of tshuva serajvin. But that type of kimli doesn't work. This is the Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is a piece of the Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger. But again, the Iker that he spends a lot of time buying guys is the aside that the Rush holds, like the second line, even in the Maskan. And once he built it out, so then at the end of the Tshuva, he has the Shaila about how to go about how to be right. That was in the Havamina. In the original Machlokes, Rav and Abaya,
Oh, when it's called Mara Mara.
Well, Mara Mara, you may be right, but not dafka. Mara Mara could be a mamazik be a dying. It could be worse than Gira Dila. So as I'm digging, a mazik mamish. So, okay.
Gefes, Tysus called it a hezek right away, right?
But
you're right, but we have to remember the context of Tysus. The bottom Tysus on Yezayin Amid Beis said Gefes is a mazik right away. As soon as I put it down, it's Bechalchul Ba'ara. You have to remember, though, Tysus said that in a certain context. Tysus is explaining the machlokes Abaye and Rav. He said, what's Rav's svara? That I can't do it. Rav's svara is I can't do it. I'm a chalchul the land. Abaye doesn't hold to that. Abaye's shita was, being a chalchul the land doesn't matter. If there's no wall, I'm not in the mazik. Abaye holds it's not a hazik. But who cares if I'm a chalchul yar? If you don't build the kaisel, it will never matter to you. It will... Abaye considered that not to be a mazik, for whatever reason. He said you're allowed to serve a petera. And since now Rav is being moided to Abaye, so the svara that Taisa said there is not aimed in Askana like these shittas. Okay, this is the Iker Machlaikis in the Sugi of Chargal, the two ways to learn the Gemara, the tremendous nafkaminas that come from it. Now, There's one more tumult in this sugya over the shita of Rav Shri Ragayim. Rav Shri Ragayim is quoted in the Rif. Now, if you look at the Rif and our Gemara, you won't find it because the Rif is on the Mishnah of Chardal, which is a Mishnah later. But the Rif quotes Rav Shri Ragayim. It says Kosef HaGoyim. I think Stam Goyim in the Rif is Rav Shira Goyim. And he says that Rav Shira Goyim said something that that the Rif says can't be. Chazina bePirusha the guy, he says, and on page Yud Gimel in the Dafei Harif, that's 7 lines from the bottom. Chazina bePirusha the guy, the less hilchus the Rabbi Yosi Bechargu, less hilchus the Rabbi Yosi Bechargu. What's going on here? Less hilchus the Rabbi Yosi Bechargu. Right away, those words. Why we pass over? He was them when we passed the Rabbi Yosi. Less hilchus the Rabbi Yosi Bechargu. The divider. The Kamer Nami. Blinya Mishra Vayerek Maida Rabbi Yosi Demarchikin. And he says by Mishra and Yerek, Rabbi Yosi is Maida to the Rabbanim. Alamazik Laharchik. Blinya Mishra Vayerek Maida Rabbi Yosi to Rabbanim. What does the Gemara say? Read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Laila Rabbi Yosi ala Nizik. Ula Devraim to Rabbanim Kamalu. Lididi alan nizik laharchik. I feel the mishav yarka. Loi boy rechuke. Gemara says the feirish. The Rabbi Yosi argues with the rabbanim by mishav yarek. That's what the Gemara says. The Rabbi Yosi, that's the easy part of the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi le devrayim the rabbanim kama. Rashi Ragayim says no. Rabbi Yosi is made it to the rabbanim by mishav yarek. So zokta that. That says the Rif Anan Koshalon Hypirusha Kamainis Baby Gemara Mishkachis Leil Rabbi Yosi Gufei the Bedina Dedina Polik. He says, what do you mean? It's a Gemara. What are you going to do with the Gemara? What's going on with the Shira? What is going on with the Shira guy that he says the Allah is not like Rabbi Yosi Bechargu and Rabbi Yosi's Maida by Mishra Vayera? He's saying we pass like Darbanon across the board. Where Rabbi Yosi argues by Chardel, we pass like him. Where by Mishra V'Yerek, he's minor.
Both are not true. It's not true that we don't pass Nekrav Yaisin. It's not true that that he can pass Nekrav whoever he wants. But that to say that Mishra V'Yerek, it's a Gemara. What are you going to do to Gemara? The Kavan of Rav Shura Gain, and we have the Tshuvas HaGain, and Rav Shura Gain says his Shita. Rav Shura Gain holds a Chiddush that Mishra, Creation, and Charvel, the three cases that we're talking about now, are cases of Giri delay. That is the Chiddush of the Shitas Rav Shura Gain. That these three cases in this Braisa are cases of Giri delay. Now, forgetting about the Machlokes Abaye and Rava, I'm not talking about Machlokes Abaye and Rava. I'm talking about the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi holds ala mazik laharchikas atzmai. Rabbi Yosi holds ala nizik laharchikas atzmai. By Gira delay, he's made ala mazik laharchik. Rabbi Shura Gain says these three things are cases of Gira delay. And therefore, in the Maskana, Rabbi Yosi is made that you have to be marchik. That since it's Gira delay, the Baal Chargal, or the Baal HaMishra, or the Baal HaKrishan, have to be marchik. How does that fit into the Gemara? So listen to how he touches the Gemara. He says, the Devrem Rabbanon Kalar. Like you, the Rabbanon, you don't care if it's Gira delay. Like Lidav Reichem, that you hold out, a Mazik always has to be Marchik himself. So Rabbi Yossi is talking. He's saying, Lidav Reichem, at least by Chargal, you should hold differently. By Chargal, wait, they're both Mazik each other, you should hold differently. Lididi, Rabbi Yossi says, Lididi, I have a different reason for paskening that the Mazik has to be Marchik himself. I hold it's a case of Gira delay, and I hold Mishra, Chardel, Creation, all of them, the Mazik has to be Marchik himself. But Lidithu, I have a tain on you. You, the Rabbanon, don't hold Gira delay is different. If you know Gira delay is different, so Mishra and Yerek, I understand what you hold. But Tevayrim and Chardel, I have a tain against you. So the Gemara changes. We learned the Gemara that Lidav Reim de Rabbanon. You hold one way, I hold a different way. Lahalacha, Rav Shura Gain learns. You hold one way in the reason. You hold one way. You hold it doesn't depend on its Gira delay. So you hold Mishra V'Yarka, the Mazik has to be Marchik himself. I, Rav Shura Gain, I agree by Mishra V'Yarka, the Mazik has to be Marchik. But I hold that way for a totally different reason. I hold that way for the reason that it's Gira delay. So I hold Mishra V'Yarka for a different reason. This is the way Rav Shura Gain learns. He holds Mishra, Yarka, Chardel are all Gira delay. Now, I just tried to picture in my mind just the practical part of it. Mishra, what's Mishra? I dig a bar, I fill it up with water, and I throw in my flax, and that causes hezek to Yoyo Rakus. Can we understand that it's Gira delay? I guess it could be. It could be. If when I throw it in, it starts miyad, or at least what I put in causes it. Tup shatam Gira delay. So maybe I can understand that that's Gira delay. The Kreshim case, Kreshim and Absalom, I don't really know what exactly. Krishim Rash says a karti. Karti is leak. How do I know it's leak? Because all the English books say leak. It says, give me Shir and Shul. I touched it once, karti is leak. I told them I have no idea what leak is. I never saw, you ever saw a leak? With two E's. So someone brought my house some leak during the week, one of my balabatim. So now I saw what leak looks like. I still don't know why it's Mazik Bitzalim. It's hard for me to figure out. Did anybody see? What? Takes away the sharpness of the onions by doing something to the ground? Is it because of the anika from the ground or the air? So I'm not sure why. So okay, so it could be Rav Shura Gain has a cheshbon that makes it Gira Dila. I can't say. But Chardel and Devayrim, bees, I know what bees are. You have a beehive. And I'm planting Chardel next to your beehive.
How is that gira delay? Can someone explain to me how planting chardol next to your beehive could be gira delay? Just the metzias, I'm asking. Right? We said it's not gira delay if I plant a tree next to your bar. Why? Why is it gira delay? Either roots are going to make a hole. So Taisa said it's not miyad. It doesn't stop miyad. And the Ramban said, because the hezek is noilud, it comes later. It's not what I put down, it's something that comes later. So chardol l'chayu should be the same thing. No? I put a mustard seed in the ground, I cover it with earth, the bees can't get to it. Oh, so maybe, I was thinking about that, maybe I never saw a chardol how it's planted. There are certain things, usually they're trees. Chardol, I don't think mustard is a tree. There are certain things that you don't plant in the ground. And you plant first in a flower pot or in a controlled place until it grows a little. And then when it started to grow, you transfer it to the ground. Things that are very delicate, that if you plant them in the ground, they get ruined. When they're young, so you first plant them and then you transfer them. Maybe chardol is that way. I don't know. Nowadays you go on the internet and find out anything, no? If it's accurate, who knows? But type in mustard plant and planting mustard plants. Right? You'll get a description. That's the only way I could understand the shita of the garden that say it's gira delay. Maybe it's talking that you put a plant into the ground. So then I can understand it's gira delay. Right when I put it in, the flowers are there already, and the bees are going to come. Either bee coming is later, but okay, the thing that's mazik is right now, like the Ramban Shita, whatever is causing the hezek is right now, and maybe there's a smell that attracts the bees, or whatever it is. Alright, so we'll learn that way. We'll learn if sure you're going that way. But you put it into the ground.
Yeah, more about evil like that, not a problem.
What?
About evil like that, not a problem. Because Rosh said, which bowl would be there first? Rosh said that the cardinal would be there first.
He's that said I'm going to say, yeah. And Shriya Gain holds like the Girsa of Rashi. Mustami holds like the Rish Girsa. So he holds like the Girsa of Rashi that the Maskana is talking about like Kayach. So just think for a minute. He's saying now that it's talking about like Kayach. And Rabbi Yaisi Mata Bacharbos will divrei the Rabbanu Kama. Lididi, it's given delay. Chardol was there first. So what's the case that we're answering? What's the case of Shurigain is answering then? Let's figure it out. Shurigain is answering of Gira Delay. Maybe he means the Chardol was there first. And he considers the Chardol Gira Delay later. When the other person puts his divirim there, it could be that that's takip shat. Maybe he holds that the riff is reading. The riff is stum goes with the girsas riff in Rashi, not like this. So we're staying with the teres of lekeach. So the chadul was there first, and the divirim came second, and he holds that even though at the beginning you're allowed to be Saimach the Chardol, or God of Heals, rather, you're not allowed to be Saimach the Chardol even in the first place. But here, it was Balaikayach, so the Chardol was there first. So now, Balaikayach, the Chardol is there, when you put in Divirim, now it's Gira Delay later. Maybe, yeah. And every hour it's a new Hezek. The question is, if it's mischadish every hour, would that make a gira delay of the person who put it down? Mischadish, we had such a svara that, let's say, by a window, it's mischadish every day. Every day you look out the window, it's a new mazik every single day. So every day it's a new mazik. So the bees and the honey and their mustard, it's also every day a new mischadish. Is that enough to make a gira delay? Not sure. Al-Kopanim, this is the shita of Rav Shira Gaon, that it is Gira Delay. And these three things, therefore, everything is upside down. Now, when he said we don't pass like Rav Yaisi Bechardel, it's misleading. We do paskin like Rav Yaisi Bechardel. We don't paskin like Rav Yaisi Aliba Durabanan. Rav Yaisi was saying, Mate Bechardel Aliba Durabanan, that we don't paskin like. Of course we pass on Rabbi Yaisi. Al Nizik L'Hartik is Atman. But under Rabbi Yaisi, who was Masber, that Nekuda, that we don't pass on. What's an Efkamina? Shura Gain or the Rif? If in the end of the day, we say that by Mishra, this says, by Mishra and Yerek. Mishra and Yerek, there's no Machlaikis. In Din. There's only a machlaikis, and the reason is Mishra v'yarek yira delay. And then alamazik l'harchik asatzman. Or is it nak yira delay, and Rabbanon hold always alamazik l'harchik asatzman. The prayer is not much of an afkamina and din in the case of Mishra v'yarek. Right? According to without Rav Shira Gaon, do Rabbanon hold alamazik l'harchik asatzman be'etzem? Shira Gaon says that Rav Yaisi is saying that the Devrechem, the Didi, it's out give a delay. Kashtus is not a tremendous nafkamina, which means. However, you can't go away from the Sugi of Chargul without a Rambam Shita. All the hot Sugis in Shas, every hot Sugi in Shas that's complicated. There's a Rambam that says something that's out of left field, and it's hard because the Rambam doesn't explain ever how he gets it to the Gemara. So the Rambam, like the whole Tokfei Kayim, is a Shvera Rambam, all the hard sugyas and shas. So here there's a Rambam as well. I forgot to bring up the Shulchan Aruch. Those of you who have it in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in the back of your Gemaras, take a look in Kufnun Hei, Sifla Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber brings what is the Lashon HaRambam, had a paskin by Charedi. Now, let's just think for a minute. I want to see the exact Lashon, but think for a minute. We finished the Sugya of Charedi. Now, someone asks you a Shaila. You finished the Sugya of Charedi? Yeah. Says, my neighbor has bees. I want to plant mustard next to the bees. Am I allowed to? You start telling, well, according to this gerus and that, he says, I'm not asking any gerus size. What's the halacha? Am I allowed to plant, what should it say in Shulchan Aruch? Am I allowed to plant charedel next to your bees? I'm not allowed to plant, I just want to know what to do. Yeah? What should be the bottom line? Can you plant charedel next to the first of bees? The chayra, the halacha, has nothing to do with the top half of this amit, which was complicated. No, this is the bottom half of the Yomid. The bottom half of the Yomid said, Rav Yaisi, with the brain, the Rabbanu Kama, Avalididi, Avalidizik Lahashik Asas. No? No? Avalidididi, Avalidizik Lahashik. So, Mimele, you're allowed to plant the mustard seeds, there are bees there, you can plant your mustard seeds, no problem. No? That's what should come out from the Gemara. That should be the Pashtos HaGemara. Maskana of the Gemara, la halacha, is not the top half of the page, by Charedi. It's the bottom half of the page, which it says that the very Dravana Kama, I'm not the Bechardi like you, but I personally hold that down. Now, I want to point out to you, we never had how many Amis you have to be Marchik, Charedi from Devarim. Other things, we had numbers of Amis, or Tfachim. He never said exactly. I imagine it's a great distance. It's not inches. There's a great distance that you have to be marchik. Bees, as you know, fly quite a distance. So how far you have to be marchik the charedel from Devarim, I'm not sure. I imagine it's a significant distance. Now, let's read the Rambam. You want here? The Shulchan Aruch is Lashon Rambam. The Mechaber. Fifth Lamed Aleph.
Thank you.
Okay, now loud, this part, go ahead.
Okay.
That's what the Rambam says. You hear the Rambam? He says, if you're coming to plant honey, not honey, plant mustard, Eitzel Kaveres, the word Kaveres is a beehive, shell divided. So, in a tzarech laharchik. That's the first thing he says. What's the Lashon? Haba, it says Lita, what does it say? What? No, it's beginning. Aval Haba. First time he mentions the word Charadol, what's the word before it? What? Ashenotah. I think it's very important to see one in seven. Ashenotah Charadol. Eitzel Kaveres shall divide it. First, the Rambam says Eitzarach Laharchik. Bishmak. Bishmak is question. Eitzarach Laharchik. Rabbi Yosi, Abba Nizik, Laharchik, that's not so. The Rambam says Eitzarach Laharchik. Avol. But he says, but you do have to be Marchik Gimel Tzvachim. Where did this Gimel Tzvachim come from? Well, what's the Gimel Tzvachim? Now, don't start telling me that Gimel Tfachim is enough of a distance that bees don't go to mustard. Because even if it's true, which I don't think it's true, Gimel Tfachim is 10 to 12 inches. But the Rambam doesn't say that. He says, Ein Tzarech Laharchik. Rambam says, you don't have to be Marchik. You don't have to be Marchik Yechardel so it doesn't bother his divine. Abo Tzarech Laharchik Gimel Tfachim. He says it by all three. Not only by the mustard, by the Mishra, by the creation. He says you have to be Marchik Gimel Tfachim. Where is this Rambam coming from? Where is the Rambam coming from? We have here the Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, the Rabbanan say, the Mazik has to, he says, Machikin is a Mishra Menayere. You have to be Machikin means totally. And Rabbi Yaisi says, the Devrechim, the Rabbanan, I hold Allah Nizik, it's Mutter. This is an in-between Shita. You don't have to be Machikin too much. But Gimel Tfachim, you have to be Machikin. But where does this come? Gimel Tfachim, you have to be Machikin. Where's it come from? So the Torah is matmiya on this Rambam. Where did he get the Gimel Tfachim? It's not only the Torah, but he says the Gemara doesn't say anything. It just says that the Devarim Rabbanan come. Yalan is it lahat? Zok de Beis Yosef. Very geshmak. Zok de Beis Yosef. By Gira delay. Rabbi Yaisi is Maida. If you put the mustard within three tefachim of the beehive, mamish by the beehive, that's gira delay. That is gira delay. Because then the bees, instantly, they're there. If you put it close within three tefachim to the beehive, that's mamish gira delay. If you put the mustard more than three tefachim away, so now the bees go scavenging, they'll find it. You're a mazik, but you're not giving a delay. That's not giving a delay. So if you put it three tefachim away, it's not giving a delay. If you put it within three tefachim, then it is giving a delay. So the Rambam is telling you, put it three tefachim away, avoid being giving a delay. Certainly, if you put the mustard right on the bee. Certainly, if you put the mustard right on the bee, it's certainly on the beehive, it's certainly giving a delay. He says, within these few inches to the beehive, that's giving a delay, no good. The market three tefachim, and then it's naki or a delay, and then Rabbi Yosi's math here. He says, "Alan nizik la'achik esatzlay." Very geshmak. What? His lashon is. Oh, this is very good. That's his lashon. So la'achik gimel tefachim ayaiser, and it's funny. He says, "Ma'at yaiser." It's a little unclear. So la'achik gimel tefachim ay ma'at yaiser, and he says. And then, so it's very partial to them. I would add that it could be that's what Rav Shira Goyen was talking about. Rav Shira Goyen doesn't go into this three tefachim shir. But that was Rav Shira Goyen's shita. The chardel is gira delay. So I don't know if Rav Shira Goyen maybe holds his chardel gira delay even if it's more than three tefachim away. But certainly, if we find the Rambam shita, we could plug in the two shitas one to the other. You're going to say that it's gira delay. What's a nafkamina? If it is gira delay, it's not nafkamina. It's the three tfachim. You have to be mad. Could be. But akapadim, the Rambam shita is that it's gira delay. That's interesting. I asked you before, why is mustard gira delay? If you plant the mustard seed in the ground, that's not gira delay. So we surmise maybe you plant mustard by putting plants in the ground, not seeds in the ground. What's the word for planting seeds in Hebrew? Huh? What's the malacha on Shabbos for planting seeds? Zareya. Planting seeds is zareya. The word for planting trees, for taking a tree and planting it, is neiteya. Neiteya is only used by Ilanais. No, you can't be neiteya Yerokis, because Yerokis, you plant a seed. The Rambam's Lashon is Neiteya Chargo. His Lashon was Neiteya. It's very meduyik. Because if you put a seed in the ground, it's never going to be Gira Delay. If you put a mustard seed in the ground and cover it with earth, of course it's not Gira Delay. That's like the case of the tree on that buffet. It's Neilid. Whatever comes later is Neilid. Dafka, the Rambam says, lita chardol eitzel kaverish odvarim. He came lita to put in a sapling in the ground, a little plant in the ground for the chardol. If you came to do that, so that is gira delay. Because as soon as you put it down, it's right to be mazik. And mamela, it's a hezek, it's gira delay. If you're within three tfachim of the kaveres, then it is gira delay. So this is the Rambam Shita, which stems with Shura Gan Shita a little bit, that to say that these three things are considered cases of Gira Delay. If you look at the Taz on Sif Lamed Aleph, the Taz is Taka Matmiya, why these things are Gira Delay. It goes with a whole different shot. But if you learn that you're planting a sapling of Chagul and it's right away, then it's not Shver. The Taz has a pshat based on Tysus on Yizayim and Aleph, that when you want to plant the mustard seed, you have to dig the ground. So digging the ground is the beginning of the hezek of the mustard seed, which I don't understand. Tysus said that by Matunta, that when you dig, it's the beginning of the hezek of water. There I understand. But to say that by mustard seed is very, very hard. What? With every tree, if the thing you're putting into the ground is mazik, it is that way by every tree. A chafhei, the thing I put in is not mazik. It's when the roots grow and grow and grow till they get to his bar. That's nila, that comes later. That's different. But any time I put a tree in the ground, or anything I put on the ground, that thing itself is close to the hezek right away, then that's gira delay. Oh yeah, by every shoveling, you're shoveling by anything. Yeah, it's going to be Gemara later. Gemara's going to ask that when you plant your rakis, the harisha should be, you're going to have that, should be given to them. That's what the Taz is based on. Okay, Akoponim, this, for the long and short of it at least, is the Sugya of Chargal. We're holding 29 days in the Eimer. Every day we count, I'm thinking we're getting closer to the end of this month. Which, I'm not saying it in anticipation, I'm saying it because... we should be able to cover as much of the parak as we can. So I think tomorrow we're going to start the next Gemara, Yetesim and Aleph, and hopefully there'll be a Roshan left.